Говорит Москва.
Radio Moscow.
The other day we brought you news that the PSP is to have radio attached to it from Japan. Well, now we can tell you it will also have it in the United States. For those who don't have a homebrew PSP, you will be getting an addition to your firmware that will allow your PSP to become a radio. Sony Computer Entertainment America is offering the firmware upgrade for the PlayStation Portable that will bring internet radio via AOL's Shoutcast Radio to handheld entertainment devices. Using the update, PSP users will have access to more than 20,000 stations using the internet connection and a Wi-Fi hotspot. A variety of songs and genres can be streamed through the player, including pop, hip-hop, rock, and talk. And Radio Moscow. BBC Radio 1 backtracks after banning Christmas F-word in what could prove to be the shortest ban in pop history. Radio 1 has reversed its controversial decision to censor Christmas classic Fairy Tale of New York. The station's controller Andy Parfit admitted that the broadcaster was wrong to bleep the word faggot from the Pogues' 20-year-old duet with Kirsty MacColl. The station was inundated with complaints from listeners yesterday and criticised by the late MacColl's mother Jean, and they will now play an unedited version. Scumbags maggots. The Irish Lotto results for Wednesday, December 19th, 2007. The Lotto results for a jackpot of €11.4 million. The winning numbers 13, 17, 23, 24, 28, 43, and the bonus number was 8. There was no winner of the jackpot, and next Saturday's jackpot is estimated to be €13 million. Lotto plus 1 results 1, 2, 29, 33, 42, 43, and the bonus number 34. Lotto plus 2 results 6, 28, 32, 38, 41, 44, and the bonus number 31. These are the lotto results for Wednesday, December 19th, 2007. Split End story online. In new media news, the story of Split Ends will be available free online. Radio New Zealand yesterday said it had reached an agreement with Warner Music Australia and Split Ends Management, which will allow a free public access to online podcasts of Endsology, a 10-part radio documentary of the Split Ends story. I don't know why sometimes they get frightened. More details, check out Radio New Zealand's website. In Irish political news, the Taoiseach is back before the Mahon Tribunal. Taoiseach Bertie Ahern is back before the Mahon Tribunal, where he has been questioned about his financial affairs in the 1990s. In early exchanges, he rejected the notion that there was anything unusual in him not having a bank account in the years following his separation from his wife Miriam. A connected story, the Irish premiere of P.S. I Love You. Last night, the Taoiseach was at the Savoy Cinema in Dublin for the Irish premiere of P.S. I Love You, the film based on the book by Mr. Ahern's daughter, Cecilia. The star of the film, Hilary Swank, flew in on the occasion.
P.S. Tell Paddy the Plasterer to stay clear of Callie's house. He's in enough trouble with the painter already.
Weather for the island of Ireland. Scattered outbreaks of rain will affect western coastal counties at times this afternoon, mainly dry and fairly cloudy elsewhere, with little hazy sunshine in places. Top temperatures 5 to 10 degrees in freshening southeast breeze. Tonight most places will be dry, some clear spells especially in eastern areas, but cloudy, misty periods at times also. Lowest temperatures 1 to 5 degrees Celsius, coldest under breaks in cloud with some patches of frost and fog. Friday will be dry, bright day with a mixture of cloudy periods and some spells of hazy sunshine. Top temperatures 5 to 10 degrees Celsius in a moderate to fresh southeast breeze.
Do not give interview to capitalist bourgeois bastard journalists.
Even if we lick your thighs?
You must pay me very well, first of all, and then I consider it, you scumbag.